Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Boom and the Vape Show, giving voice to 78 million boomers from coast to coast and border to border. Each day we have a different guest and a different topic. Our guests always have a nugget or two for anyone, regardless of where you are. We hope you enjoy the relaxed conversational style of the show. Nothing fancy, just boomers sitting around the table talking about stuff. Now.
It's time for Keeping the Boom in Boomer with Dr. Melanie Lane. As we age, there's nothing that says we have to lose our vitality. Dr. Melanie and her guests will give you proven methods to help you enjoy the second half of life. Here is the host of the show, Dr. Melanie Lane.
Good morning. This is Dr. Melanie Lane of Zing Living, where I educate, inspire, and empower people to create and actually live healthier lives. Welcome to my show, Putting the Boom in the Boomer, where I'll be picking the brains of experts in the fields of health and wellness to help baby boomers enjoy their senior years to the fullest. I am really excited to talk with today's distinguished guest, Head Instructor Dane Bowles of United Kung Fu in Peoria, Arizona. Head Instructor is a third-degree black belt in traditional Shaolin Kung Fu. He teaches the disciplines of 108 Tiger and Crane Five Animal Fist, Yang-style Tai Chi, and medical Qigong. If you are not familiar with Qigong, it can be likened to a Chinese form of moving yoga, which emphasizes breathing in a non-reclining posture. This brings great physical, mental, and spiritual benefits to the practitioner of any age. As a baby boomer himself, Head Instructor Bowles is uniquely qualified to speak about the advantages of martial arts training to those in their 50s and beyond. I look forward to hearing about his journey and how his teaching benefits himself, his family, and his community. Welcome, Head Instructor Bowles. Thank you for this opportunity to speak to you today.
It's my pleasure.
The very first question that I want to ask you is, what set you on your martial arts journey?
At about age 49, my daughter was dating a seventh-degree kung fu master. And he and I got along quite handsomely, and he urged me to look into taking some classes at his kung fu school. I had had a background in college in Shotokan martial arts, which is a Japanese type of karate, and over the years I had done a little bit of taekwondo off and on, but my travel schedule, due to business reasons, never really allowed me to pursue anything consistent with respect to martial arts, although I had always been interested, you know, in pursuing something along those lines. So that's how I initially got involved in taking classes.
Mm-hmm. So what different styles of types of martial arts have you trained? You mentioned the karate.
The Shotokan karate, mm-hmm. which is known as an external hard style, which was very enjoyable in college. Taekwondo, which emphasizes a lot of kicking. But what I found with the traditional Shaolin Kung Fu curriculum, especially for my age, it was very user-friendly. And contrary to teaching a lot of below-the-waist coordination with your ankle, foot, and leg, like Taekwondo does, Kung Fu really begins above the waist with the coordinations of your hands and arms and upper body movement to start.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found it very inspiring, and the more that I learned about it, I realized you could spend an entire lifetime learning something new almost all the time in the traditional Shaolin Kung Fu.
Wow. So what would you say is your favorite martial art or discipline?
Well, I received my first degree black belt in learning the traditional 108 Tiger and Crane Five Animal Fist, we've found that that is an excellent form for the American mindset, regardless of the age group, to get into Kung Fu. I also teach that in a local Catholic school. That has been a very successful, you know, curriculum to use there. So I'm probably a little jaded. It's because I teach so much of it that I have such a great appreciation for it, that at this point I would say that the Tiger and Crane is probably my favorite form. However, I'm becoming a great aficionado of the Yongstyle Tai Chi,
mm-hmm.
and I'm learning that, and I'm also beginning to learn Chen style Tai Chi. And for my age group, from a health wellness standpoint, that would be the place that I would suggest that people start to explore the martial arts as far as the senior community is concerned.
So you would channel them or direct them towards Tai Chi rather than Kung Fu?
The answer to that is yes, but... at age 49, I found the Tiger and Crane very exciting to learn. Now, I will be 63 in July. I still do a lot of Tiger and Crane, but I suppose if I had been a senior just coming into this at age 65, the Tai Chi would probably have been the preferable route to go.
Okay.
Although I still do train myself with the Tiger and Crane. I'm living proof that you are never too old to get involved in a martial art.
So how has your training impacted your life and the lives of those around you?
Well, I spent about 38 years as an executive in the American toy and hobby industry. Traveled all over the world. Traveled probably at least 40 to 50% of every month. Had a wonderful career, but didn't spend a lot of time eating right. Was always fighting my waistline. And when I decided to get involved with Kung Fu and became very inspired with the initial training regimen, I, without giving much thought to it, lost close to 48 pounds.
Wow.
In the first probably 5 months.
That's impressive.
And those have never come back. And that wasn't necessarily changing my diet. However, just by virtue of the training and the way you start to feel, you will very easily begin to alter your diet, because you start to become very aware that your food is fuel, and the quality of that fuel has to do with how well you can perform on the training room floor. And so the fast food stopped very quickly, the Cokes and soda pops stopped very quickly, and suddenly you start to have a much greater appreciation for good protein in your meats and leafy green vegetables, and suddenly you can perform even better on the floor regardless of your age.
So this evolved from a hobby or an interest into a lifestyle for you?
Yes, it did. I began as a student. My daughter ended up marrying the Kung Fu master, and at one point he wanted to do an expansion with his schools and asked me to become his director of marketing. And so I became intimately involved on the business side of it, in addition to the training side of it. And the end result of that is that he pushed me to get into the teaching side. And I found that to be incredibly rewarding, and was actually at the point in my professional life where I was looking for my second career.
Wow. It sounds like serendipity, like things just came together for you.
You know, they say timing's everything, and in that case it was. I was able to do the amount of training that I needed with respect to my own business schedule, and my career in the toy and hobby industry was winding down, and I had sold a company that I owned to Marvel, and worked for Spider-Man for about 8 years, And when Marvel decided that they were going to divest themselves with domestic manufacturing operations, of which I was a part of, and that they simply wanted to make Hollywood movies and print comic books and do licensing, I could see that this was a perfect time for me to take a look at another avenue that would keep me more active, closer to home, and a lot healthier.
You became Spider-Man yourself. So let's imagine the average American baby boomer who has exactly the lifestyle you're describing. It's fast-paced, maybe there's travel, maybe there's not, but there's a lot of work involved. There's little time to plan for exercise, plan the meals. Suddenly you find yourself 50 pounds overweight.
Right.
You're not feeling so good in your body. So here's the average American baby boomer who's listening to this interview. And maybe he or she is thinking, that sounds great for you, Head Instructor Bowles, but I'm really too old to start doing something like that. What would you say?
Well, if you want to live a long and as healthy as possible life, then you need to change that mindset of that you're too old,
mm-hmm.
because you're not. And health wellness is the game today. If you want to live a long and healthy life, then you need to manage it. And you need to start to manage it as soon as you possibly can. Sitting in front of the TV and not eating correctly is the way to die early. And you want to get up, start moving, and start doing something that you enjoy doing. For me, Kung Fu and the martial arts is extremely enjoyable and continually inspiring. Perhaps for somebody else, it might be tennis, or some other form of martial arts, or getting involved in some type of dancing curriculum. But get up and go do it, because there's no better time than the present. And no matter how busy you are, no matter how important you think your job is, there is nothing more important than your health. One of the nice things that we see at our Kung Fu school is that most parents show up here with the intent of getting their kids involved. And that's a wonderful thing to have the children involved. But what we urge the parents to do is to train on the floor with their children. That's the real win.
Mm-hmm.
When we can get the entire family training on the floor, what it's going to mean is that the kids are going to have a great experience, they're going to build their self-confidence, they're going to improve their flexibility, but their parents are going to be around a lot longer for them to enjoy. And the parents very early on begin to realize that they need to be active too, along with their kids.
Wow. What about the person who is morbidly obese, the person who's in a wheelchair, maybe has some medical conditions and some poor balance? Can that person start training?
The answer is absolutely yes. Our entire Qigong curriculum can be trained to people who are in a wheelchair or who are sitting in a chair. And many times, after a period of training like that, many of these people actually end up being able to be in a standing posture. If you are morbidly or grossly overweight, don't give up. We've had some fairly large people train with us before, get very involved, and miraculously lose a tremendous amount of weight. Not because they were paying so close attention to their diet, but because they were enjoying their training so much that they really began to pay attention to, again, to what it is that was fueling their system.
Mm-hmm.
And they became much more acutely aware of what it is they should be intaking and not putting in their mouth. It doesn't matter what shape you are or what age you are. Martial arts can be a very inspiring experience for anybody.
So it's really more a journey of self-transformation. What you're describing is people coming in for one thing, but realizing the much bigger picture, developing a newfound respect for their bodies and being willing to change old habits.
That is absolutely the case. And we've really kind of have been dealing with the physical aspect of the Kung Fu, but the mental, emotional, psychological, and spiritual aspect of the Kung Fu is vitally important. We all live with what the Chinese call our monkey mind. It's our mind that obsesses about what is going to be happening 2 hours from now, what it was that I didn't do yesterday, on and on and on. One of the very first things that you learn in your Kung Fu training is to how to quiet your mind and to be in the present. That is key in your development as a Kung Fu student and to be able to train properly. So it's not just the physical conditioning, it's the mental conditioning. We want you to become a master of your domain and to be able to operate in the moment with precision, with good judgment, and not be completely preoccupied with all types of nonsensical thoughts. And Kung Fu can certainly do that.
I'm certainly noticing the increasing number of martial arts schools and gyms and resorts and spas that are offering Tai Chi, even some Qigong, in our community. Why do you think we're seeing such an upswing in interest in these arts?
Well, again, it gets back to the health, wellness, and longevity aspect. And it's very difficult to take a 50 or 55 or 60-year-old person, whether male or female, and to tell them that they need to start training at the gym and lifting weights and running on the treadmill.
Plus, that's boring.
It's boring. It's awful. Many times they'll get hurt. And an activity like Tai Chi will do exactly the things we're talking about. It will get them moving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It will give them a feeling of accomplishment, of learning something new, and something that has the potential for ongoing learning and satisfaction and inspiration on their part. And it will quiet their mind, because as they are learning to do the various Tai Chi movements, they will not be thinking about anything else other than how to move their body in the particular way that the instructor is showing them. So Tai Chi really fills the bill all the way around, and it's easy to do. You're not doing, you know, triple kicks and flips or anything like that. It's soft, flowing movement that directly relates to a lot of aspects of traditional Chinese medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And your circulatory system, your vessels, everything that has to do with health and wellness.
So you've been talking a lot about Tai Chi. Would you speak a little bit more about Qigong? Explain a little bit about what that is and how that might benefit.
If you think about normal Kung Fu, if you're going to come and train with us in 108 Tiger and Crane, 5 Animal Fist, you'll do about a half an hour pretty substantial, active, sweaty warm-up. And you'll do some knee lifts and kicks and punches, and that gets you limbered up to be able to do or to train with the Tiger and Crane form. With Tai Chi, we use what we call Qigong or medical Qigong as our warm-up. These are a series of very gentle moves which exercises various parts of the internal structure of the body as far as your heart, lungs, stomach, etc. And it coordinates your movements with your breathing. Now, one of the things that makes Qigong especially useful and desirable for seniors is that you are not on the ground. You will learn Qigong in a standing posture. The standing posture does shift. It is dynamic, so there is movement, and your movements are coordinated with your breathing. What we find is that most people have very shallow breathing, and they breathe high in their lungs. A much healthier form of breathing is to breathe from your stomach and to bring that down lower. And that's one of the things that Qigong does right from the very beginning.
And how is Qigong different than yoga?
Yoga, for the most part, takes place in various reclining type positions. It's usually done on the floor on a mat, And many times, depending upon the type of yoga you're doing, it isn't necessarily coordinated to your breathing. And yoga is a wonderful discipline. Thousands and thousands of people get great benefits from yoga. But with the senior community, especially for people who have been sedentary for a good while, you really don't want to ask them to have to get down on the floor and get back up from the floor. You can do the same work, and we think even more successful work, in standing postures and coordinating their breathing with their movements. So that's why we really prefer utilizing Qigong with respect as an adjunct and as a lead-in warm-up to our Tai Chi curriculum.
So we've talked about the benefits of martial arts training that you've experienced and that you've also seen in your students. What do you see as possible for our community and for our country with the spread of Tai Chi, Qigong, and other martial arts training?
Well, I think we're going to see a healthier America. Obviously, we're dealing with an overweight America right now. And I'll give you an example of what I experience every year in August when I start to teach my class at Bourget Catholic High School. That class is usually comprised of anywhere from 12 to 15 or 16 students, and at least a third to half of them are generally athletes. And one of the very first exercises I ask them to do is to bend over and go as far down to touch the floor as they can. And as I'm watching them, I can assure you that maybe one or two people out of the entire group can come close to the floor. And I'm looking at junior and seniors in high school who are athletes who can't come within a foot and a half of touching the floor with their fingers. Now, I consider that a national epidemic with respect to lack of flexibility. And it's because of the last several generations that we've grown are sitting in front of a television or a computer screen, being highly sedentary, very active with their fingertips on that keyboard. But the after school culture of kick the can and hide and seek and running around and a pickup softball game and playing a little basketball is gone. For a whole variety of reasons. We worry about stranger danger with the kids. We put them in gated communities. We don't allow them to run around the neighborhoods anymore. We don't allow them to ride their bikes any great distances anymore. And so suddenly we have pushed them inside to sit in a chair, watch TV, and work on the computer. And we see that in the high school, and it's just blatantly there in front of us. And so one of my goals and jobs to do before my students can really become serious Kung Fu students is to try to greatly increase their flexibility. And these are young kids in fine health, but they just can't move very well. And so I believe that the Tai Chi and the Qigong, not just for the seniors, but beginning at a very young age, can really help America get back and be more flexible and healthier again.
Mm-hmm. I'll ask you to give us your contact information in a moment, but for someone who's listening to this interview, who, say, lives out of state, they're not able to get to the Phoenix area, what advice would you give them for selecting a reputable school, dojo, or instructor?
Well, the internet is a wonderful device these days to be able to research local martial arts schools. And the people who are serious in the martial arts business will take the time to do a very good and sincere and well thought out website. So I would urge people to check out the websites for the martial arts schools that they might be interested in. Also, you can search the web and research the various disciplines. Research Kung Fu, research Aikido, research Judo and Karate and Taekwondo, so that you have some feel for the history and lineage of these various martial arts. Again, I had experience with several of those and found that the granddaddy of them all, which is traditional Shaolin Kung Fu, is what really inspired me the most, especially from an ongoing learning experience through life. It incorporates high levels of aspects of traditional Chinese medicine along with the martial skills that go along with it. And of course, we didn't talk about here, but you know, we also teach more than 32 different weapons, traditional Chinese weapons. And that's very exciting too. It's said that working with a weapon in your hands for 20 minutes is equivalent to working open-handed on a training floor for an hour. And so working with a weapon and the discipline that's involved there can be very, very challenging.
So look for a school that has a solid website.
Solid website. Research the lineage of the master or instructor that's involved. Find out how far back his masters and grandmasters go. And make sure it's something that sounds interesting to you. Because at the end of the day, you need to be inspired and interested in order for this to work for you.
Sure. Is there any sort of national certification or certifying body that...
It varies across the United States depending upon which organizations various schools belong to. In our case, it was the United Martial Arts Association of America. That's where our lineage comes from, which has a long lineage behind it. What I would suggest, if I could, give you our website.
Absolutely.
And it's www.unitedkungfu.com. Again, that's www.unitedkungfu.com. We have a lot of tremendous information on there about our lineage, and you may get some ideas of exactly, you know, what to look for
mm-hmm.
on a website that are for a martial arts school that's close to you.
Okay, excellent. How else can we get in touch with you and learn more about you and United Kung Fu?
Well, again, I've given you the website address. If you are local here in Phoenix, our telephone number is 623-972-7900. Again, that's 623-972-7900. We make it very easy for you to come and explore what we are all about. If you give us a call, we'll set up an appointment. Come over and join us for a basic lesson. No obligation. And if you have children who are interested, what we would ask is that come and participate with them. Spend a half an hour with us. You can chat with the other folks that are involved in the program, and you can see exactly what it is that we offer here.
Fantastic. Thank you, Head Instructor Bowles. It has been a privilege to talk to you today. I really appreciate your time. And to our listeners, thank you for being with us. If you'd like more information on living your best life, I invite you to visit my website at www.zingliving.com, or you can call me at 623-242-8809. Be sure to look for my upcoming ebook on creating your healthy living plan entitled Keeping the Boom in the Boomer. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Keeping the Boom in Boomer with Dr. Melanie Lane. Keeping the Boom in Boomer is a Boomer and the Babe Enterprises radio production. Contact them at boomerandthebabe.com.